This is your Paragon News update for October 8th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atham. An Elk City man was arrested and charged recently after attempting to steal copper out of a light pole. According to the probable cause affidavit, 39-year-old Edward Lee Anderson was arrested on the afternoon of September 25th after police were dispatched to the area of 2300 East 3rd Street in reference to an individual stealing copper wire. When police arrived, they found Anderson in an alleyway behind a nearby car dealership with a backpack with bolt cutters. When asked about the possibility of being in possession of stolen copper, Anderson would tell police that he was indeed in possession of copper wire. However, he had found it in a ditch near Interstate 40. He stated that he used the bolt cutters to cut the wire down in order to fit in his backpack. Police would make contact with a contractor with PSO who had reported the possible burglary. He would tell police that he witnessed the suspect cut the wire from the light pole. Later that day, a representative with PSO would come to the police department and advise that PSO would be pressing charges against Anderson. Anderson was arrested a short time later and received a felony charge of possession of stolen copper. His next court date is scheduled for November 8th. In a primary election on Tuesday, voters in the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes passed a referendum to amend the Sovereign Tribal Nations Constitution to decrease the blood quantum requirement for citizenship from 1/4 to 1/8. The ballot question regarding Cheyenne Arapaho citizenship passed with 64% of the vote, receiving just over 1,300 ballots in favor to 730 ballots against the measure. Until now, full citizenship was constitutionally required a quarter or more degree of blood of the Cheyenne Arapaho tribes of Oklahoma. With the passage of the referendum, the amount will be changed to 1/8. Full citizenship includes eligibility to vote, qualification for tribal services and benefits, and the ability to serve on the tribal council. Incumbent Governor Reggie Wasana said changing the blood quantum requirement will help bolster citizenship numbers. In the past 2 years, according to the governor, the number of citizens in the tribe has remained steady at around 12,900, as the number of deaths is nearly the same as the number of newly enrolled citizens. The number has never reached over the 13,000 mark. Lasana said he expects anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000 citizens, or possibly more, to enroll within the next year or two as a result of the constitutional amendment. Now, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday for the town of Hammond special municipal election. Roger Mills County Election Board Secretary Janet Maddox offers these important tips to voters, especially those who will be casting a ballot for the first time. First, mark your ballot using the example posted at your polling place and inside your ballot booth. If you make a mistake, do not try to correct it. Instead, take your ballot to the precinct officials. They will destroy the ballot and give you a new one. You do not need to make a selection for each issue on the ballot in order for your ballot to be counted. The voting device will cast votes only for those issues which you have marked. And also, ballots can be read by the voting device regardless of how you insert the ballot into the system. If the system detects too many markings for a single office or question, an error report will be printed and the ballot will be returned to the voter for a new ballot to be issued. If you need assistance or would like to use the audio-assisted ballot system, let a precinct official know. You do not have to show proof of a disability to use the audio-assisted ballot system. And finally, be sure to bring an approved form of identification. Federal and state-issued photo IDs, passports, and tribal-issued photo IDs are accepted. You may also use the voter identification card you were mailed when you registered. Maddox says if you forget your voter ID or your name is not found in the precinct registry, you may still cast a provisional ballot by signing an affidavit. A provisional ballot is sealed in a special envelope and counted after Election Day once the voter's information has been verified by the County Election Board. Election results cannot be certified until all provisional ballots have been researched, verified, and counted. Maddox says election officials are there to assist voters and ensure all procedures are followed on Election Day. Now, if one believes a law has been violated, to contact precinct or county election officials immediately. Do not wait until you leave the polling location. In state news, beers and barbecue. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers explains.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and Texas Governor Greg Abbott are wagering beer and barbecue on the outcome of tomorrow's OU-Texas game in Dallas. Governor Abbott is putting up some Lone Star beer and brisket from the Railhead Smokehouse in Fort Worth. Governor Stitt is wagering some Head Country barbecue and favorites from the new Oklahoma Craft Beer Trail. I'm Beth Myers.
Should be a good game. Boomer Sooner. Looking at your oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $79.59. That's up $1.29. Brent crude at $82.58. That's up 63 cents. Natural gas at $5.75. That's down 6 cents. Recapping our top story, an Elk City man caught with stolen copper wire has been charged. Once again, your Paragon News update for October 8th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.